Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It is my great pleasure to say welcome to another edition of Auto World. Thank you so much for joining me here for this week's edition. And it's a real pleasure to be here with you each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station. Or if you're listening to us anywhere in the world at GCNlive.com, I want to thank you so much. You've come at a great time. It's your first time joining us. You're stepping in on the ground floor of what is going to be an outstanding broadcast, because in this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. This gentleman knows all there is to know about collectible cars and auctions. Esteemed automotive journalist who travels the world as a collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And anytime he joins us, we also invite you folks to join us via the telephone at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Because here's the cool part. Number one, we are live, unlike many other shows on the weekend, which are pre-taped during the week. And number two, Phil has the knowledge right there at the tip of his fingers to be able to tell you the worth of your classic vehicle, your rare vehicle, your unusual vehicle, your antique vehicle. It can be something that you own right now. It can be something that you owned years ago and would like to know how much it's worth in 2015 dollars, and perhaps give yourself a little bit of indigestion. It's up to you if you would like to do that, or if you would like to talk to Phil about auctions. There's lingo involved with auctions, and Phil is not only covering the auctions but works for several of the auction companies, so he can help you on that front as well. Or if you're in the market for a collector car, first time, maybe Phil has some suggestions, and I can chime in on that as well. And of course, we love to hear your car stories, your first car, your dad's car, your grandfather's car, your mother's car. My mother, the car. No, that was a TV show many, many years ago. Your name for your car. Do you name your car? Many people name their car. I have never done that, but many people I know actually assign names to their vehicle. So we are open to that, and we're going to play trivia in this hour as well and give out some cool prizes. I'm going to throw a trivia question out immediately because I'm in that kind of mood to give away all kinds of cool stuff. We've got prizes here in the bag behind me. What have we got? We'll reach deep down, and we've got, the usual goodies. We got some samples of the Wash Drops product. Outstanding. We've also got something cool from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we're going to put you on the list for a Haynes manual. That's worth big bucks. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. If you know the answer to this question, in what year did we see the Mercury Cougar make its debut? Right now, we go out to sunny Southern California, which is the home state and playground of this gentleman joining us right now when he's not traveling the world, and he travels more than just about any journalist I know. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. When he's not traveling, he's home having fun, and we have him live with us right now. He is the one and only collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome. It's a pleasure
to
have you back.
Good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I know you've been over in Europe, and we're going to talk about all the cool things that you did in Sweden and all that, but so many things to talk about. But right off the bat here, let's talk about something you brought to my attention a little bit earlier today, and this is great. There are so many places in the world, if you love automobiles, that have wonderful museums. But when I stop and think about it, German auto museums, I mean, when you think of the manufacturers in the country of Germany and on the museums that are available for folks to check out, this is really cool stuff.
Well, what's really interesting about, we were able to, on this trip, to visit both the Mercedes Museum, the factory, and the Classic Center in Stuttgart. And then in Zuffenhausen, we were fortunate enough to go to the Porsche factory, Porsche Museum, and in Munich, the BMW factory and the BMW Museum. And the interesting thing about all those facilities is those are corporate-sponsored facilities. They are a part of the business. They're keeping their heritage very alive. And that seems to be very important in the German way of thinking, is keeping the heritage and the craftsmanship and how things have been developed over the years. And I think the Mercedes Museum, in my opinion, is just unbeatable for doing that. But Porsche, just as well, BMW. I think BMW kind of glossed over some of their early years, but especially the later years and the diversification, because BMW not only makes great cars, they make fabulous motorcycles.
That's very true. I have not had the honor or the pleasure of being at any of these museums. I was in Germany once, courtesy of the folks at Chrysler, to cover the Frankfurt Auto Show. But I've heard rave reviews, as you said, about all these museums. But let's talk a little bit further about Mercedes. I think it's amazing that when I talk to folks at the Classics Center in Southern California down in Orange County, they remind me that there's parts available for every single Mercedes-Benz ever manufactured. And I'm not aware of any other OEM that provides that type of part availability?
I think the limitation is the mechanical parts. If you crack your piston in your 540K, they can get you a new piston. They may have to machine it for you, but they do have all of the drawings and they have all of the technical know-how as to create that or a new cam. It isn't cheap, but it can be done, and it can be done from factory specs and done to the same quality as the original.
Wow, that's amazing. Tell us about the overall feel of that Mercedes Museum. Is it just stunning in its architecture and in its display of vehicles?
The last time I had been to Stuttgart was in 2002, and the Mercedes Museum was in their old facility. This newer building opened up in 2009. And first of all, the structure itself is on a par with the Guggenheim in New York, which is one of the most famous structures ever produced. This beautiful building, I mean, it houses the way it's set up. It was set up as a purpose for the museum. You come in, you pay a very reasonable fee. I think it was €12. You're taken on a elevator ride to the 8th floor, and then basically, it's like a spiral, and it spirals you down through the history. And there are little what they call legend rooms off to the side at every level where there's special displays. And to see the history of this company, and you don't just look at what's in front of you or beside you. You have to look in the air. It's totally surrounding. It's the most encompassing exhibition I've ever been to anywhere in the world, and I really... I felt that twice the price would have still been worth it.
For those of us who love Porsche automobiles, I imagine a trip to the Porsche factory and the Porsche Museum is very much going to the Vatican or parts of the world associated with religions. That's the kind of passion that that folks bring to the brand. Tell us a little bit about the Porsche facility.
Well, first of all, what was surprising is I met several other Americans there, and also people from Argentina, Chile. A couple of people had come up from Bulgaria, Italy, Spain. The universal language is English, and that's one kind of great thing. I mean, they do tours all the time in German. They only do a few tours a day in English, and those are very well attended because English is still the kind of universal language. And
that's great.
Great card. I'll tell you when you come back.
When we come back. Yeah, that sounds great. Don't forget, we got a trivia question, and the question is the debut year, the first year for the Mercury Cougar, 855-660-4261. Everybody listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL, give us a call. This is Auto World.
The way is clear.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're having all kinds of fun with Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Got a trivia question out there. A number of people have emailed me up, but so far no one has nailed it down. The Mercury Cougar, when did it debut here in America? course, it was considered by many to be a more elegant Mustang. The most powerful Cougar was the GT390. What year was that debut year? 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Phil Skinner is back with us, the collector car market editor from the Kelley Blue Book. He's back from Europe and telling us about his visits to various spots, and we're beginning by telling folks about his visits to the German auto manufacturer museums. And before that hard break, he was telling us about Porsche's factory and museum. And it's great to hear that English is the universal language there, Phil, because I myself don't know, I don't think a word of German, maybe a word or maybe one or two words, but not a whole lot.
Gesundheit.
That's about it.
yeah, I'll tell you, I know enough German to get in trouble, but, you know, you sit there and you say something like, Ein Bier, Beta, and you're pretty much on the way. Anyway, though, the one thing I noticed about the Porsche factory is, I think the term you have to use is antiseptic. That place is a factory. You know, you think of a factory, it's got to be some grease, oil, parts or something. These guys come in, their hands are clean when they start, the hands are clean when they end the day. It is antiseptic. We watch them building the engines, and it is amazing to watch this whole operation. Each person does his little, what he does on the engine. He has basically 3 minutes to complete his job, so there's not that hurry, rush. And you got to remember, Zuffenhausen, which produces the 911s and the Boxsters, only produces 200 cars a day. That's all they can get out of the factory, because they have it very paced, very slow speed, because they want to make sure when those cars come out that they are perfect. And talk to a Porsche owner and you're going to find happiness in the way that their cars are delivered to them.
As you mentioned, the BMW Factory Museum, the museum is more focused on more modern-day BMWs and kind of leaves out a little of the motorcycle history. But I understand there's also something called BMW World in Munich. What's that?
Well, BMW World, if you want to go to Germany, or if you live in Europe and you want to take delivery of a new BMW, the delivery process is handled at what they call BMW World. Very large museum, cafes, it's open to the public, and they take you into the office, sign the necessary paperwork, and it's kind of like on an island. There's a huge auditorium. In the center of it is a raised island. And in the center of that is the office. They go in there, you do your paperwork, then the salesman, or the, I guess, your associate, takes you out to your car, shows you all of the operations, and then we know today's cars, it's not just a matter of stick the key in, turn it on, put it in gear, and go. There are so many things you need to know about your vehicle, and so many wonderful options that you can, just spend a whole month reading. The owner's manuals used to be, 25 pages, and here's how your car works. Now they're, like short 500-page novels.
so true.
So they go through your car, and once you're secure with it, then you get to start the engine. They have a looping road that actually goes around inside the building. Finally, you go out down through the entrance or an exit tunnel and into the wonderful world in the streets of Munich. And you get to take your car home and enjoy it for hopefully a long, long time.
That sounds great. You also visited a museum that I had not heard of before. It's called the Automobile Prototype Museum, and that's located in Hamburg. Tell us about that.
This is a little bit different than the other museums. The others, like I say, are all sponsored by corporate. This one is a privately funded museum, and what they have really looked at are prototypes of mostly German cars. They have some of the very first Volkswagens. They do have some of the first Porsches, which I understand the Porsche Museum would love to have some of the cars that were in there. Engine development, racing development, early BMWs, and in cars that maybe might not be familiar with, like the NSU Prinz, an Adler. There were several other German makes, DKW, that had examples on display. And that really opened my eyes up to just how German automotive development has come over the years.
Phil Skinner is with us, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Again, we'll take your calls about free estimate of value, or you want to tell a story of your dad's car, your first car, a car that you named, or if you want to answer the trivia question. We're getting a lot of emails here, but we still haven't heard from anybody from KXEL, News Talk 1540, or any of our other great affiliate stations around North America, including all of the folks listening down in Atlanta, Georgia, everybody listening on KPAM in Oregon. We would love to hear from you as well, 855-660-4261. Phil, of course, one of the big things that you go to every year, I can't wait to hear about, and that is the big meet in Västerås, Sweden. And you so enjoy this event. Over 14,000 cars and 3 days of greatly mostly American vintage 10. And that will surprise a lot of our listeners.
Yes, this was the 38th annual Power Big Meet, as they call it. It's held in the city of Västerås, which is about 100 kilometers to the northwest of Stockholm. And what's really unique is the enthusiasm they have for American cars. Swedish car collectors have been exporting from the U.S., cars from the 50s, starting back in the early 70s, when they were basically just used cars. And while we appreciate Tudor hardtops and convertibles at the top of the list, they can love a four-door hardtop, a four-door sedan, or a station wagon just as well as we can, and actually probably more so. And the restoration, I saw a 1960 Chevrolet Impala four-door sedan, kind of a car that we would use for parts here. Its restoration was Concours d'Elegance Frontline. Absolutely beautiful vehicle. And that's the type of workmanship they do over there. There's a group over there called the Raggiers. They're the greasers, the ones who kind of just roll the cigarette up and they're on a sleeve of their T-shirt, slick their hair back, and there's a group like that. But there's the dedicated car collectors, too, and they really do have some outstanding vehicles.
Wow, the big power meet in Sweden, in Västerås, and Phil is telling us all about it. Phil, I understand you got a chance to spend some time with your friend Kimberly over there in Sweden, and you sent me a picture of Kimberly and her 59 Buick Ambulance. What a
right.
rare piece, and what a beautiful girl.
She is the cousin of a friend of mine, and I've known her for several years, and she... Last year we were talking, she said, I gotta get an ambulance. And I go, okay. And she loves Buick. Did Buick make an ambulance? It did. She got a good one, and we'll tell you about it on the other side.
Excellent. Oh, we also got David in Oklahoma City standing by, and we've got room for you. What was the first year for the Mercury Cougar here in America? 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me. My name is Bob Long. You're tuned to Auto World. Phil Skinner joins us, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and we're going to be telling you about Phil's friend in Sweden, Kimberly, in her 1959 Buick ambulance. But first, let's go to the talk line, see if we can answer the trivia question. The trivia question is about the Mercury Cougar. What year did America first see the Mercury Cougar? David joins us in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Thank you for calling in, David. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
1967.
You are correct. You got it 100% correct. How about your favorite new vehicle and your favorite classic vehicle?
Favorite new vehicle? There's too many to choose from, but my favorite old one would be a 69 Mustang Mach 1.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Have you owned some classic vehicles in your day?
I've had classics, but I've had a few old ones. A couple 69 Mustang Notchbacks, a 53 Chef 210. Then to the 80s, I had every model of the Cougar built to that decade.
Very good. Well, excellent. Well, you nailed it, and we're going to send you out a couple of prizes right away from the Busted Knuckle Garage and from Wash Drop Samples, and we'll also get the year, make, and model of whatever vehicle you would like a free Haynes manual for. Don't be a stranger. David, please call us again anytime. 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line from around North America. And Phil, before that hard network break at the bottom of the hour, you were telling us about your friend, Dr. Kimberly, who met, you met her a year or so ago, and she said she wanted an ambulance and wanted to know if Buick made an ambulance. And sure enough, here she is in a picture you sent me a little bit earlier today alongside her 59 Buick ambulance.
That's right. It is a 1959 Buick ambulance. It's very unique. Buick, or what car companies do is they provide a commercial chassis. And there were outside companies that would build an ambulance or a funeral coach, or if you had a special needs vehicle, they could build those for you. They were quite adept at it back in the 50s. And most Buicks were produced by a company called Flexible, which was out of Ohio. But this one is a national body, which is kind of unusual. It's the only one I have ever seen. It may very well be the only 1959 Buick with a national ambulance body on it. Dr. Knappman, her real name is Kimberly, she acquired this car, found it in San Francisco, had it shipped over to Sweden, and I kind of was, what's it going to be like when I get there? Really nice condition, 40,000 miles from new, been basically in a private collection for the last about 25 years. And, as I said, it's in excellent condition. And Dr. Knappman, we've referred to her as Dr. Knappman, and she was in her doctor outfit. It's a very special doctor outfit. She is actually a oncological orthopedic surgeon with the University of Gothenburg in Sweden.
Wow, what a talented lady, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about Sweden. I understand you had an opportunity to check out some of the Swedish automobile museums. Tell us about the Volvo factory and museum in Gothenburg.
Right. Again, absolute the utmost in modern efficiency in assembling their vehicles. It's not that easy to get into the Volvo factory. Unfortunately, I had a media contact that was able to get me in and actually watch the modern cars being put together. The precision and the degree of expertise they use is outstanding, and they have what they call just-in-time, and that means the engine that they're putting into a car today was probably built 2 days ago at an engine factory, and it was delivered to the Gothenburg facility probably within an hour before it goes into the car. They have that same basic process used for almost all of their parts. It keeps the materials on hand at a minimum, which is a big savings, and it helps keep production moving at a very steady pace for everybody.
Now, that's very clever. Tell us about Saab, of course. In recent days, Saab has gone through some troubles, and I would imagine the Saab facility, factory, and remnants of what was once a great car company, without question, it must be a bit of a sad sight.
Well, actually, the museum is in a place called Trollhättan, and the museum is actually very nice. The sad part is that the history of Saab came to an abrupt end in 2008 when the company, which was owned by General Motors, was jettisoned and had to file bankruptcy because they couldn't find anybody else to continue with the tradition. Saab is actually an acronym, and it basically means Swedish Aircraft Company. The AB is a abbreviation like we have for Incorporated, or the Brits might use for Limited. And so there is still a Saab Corporation out there. They're just building airplanes and not cars. They're more involved in the aviation world. And to me, it was the interest that Saab really built their reputation on road rallies, a competition we don't see much of in the United States, but I think it's probably the most fun out there because they're actually using production cars, kind of like what NASCAR used to be, using a car that basically came down the assembly line and put on the racetrack. The rally cars, they're modified a bit, but they still are based on production vehicles, and I just find that an exciting part of the Saab history and the Saab legacy. Maybe one day Saab might come back. What I did find interesting, they had the very, very first Saab prototype there, and they had the very last Saab production vehicle on display.
Wow. Let's throw out another
last one for now.
For now, yeah, because there have been several rumors of the renaissance, the revival of the Saab brand. Let's hope so down the road, because a lot of people really love those automobiles. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here, and the question is, what was the name of the British manufacturer who produced the vehicle called the TR7? In advertising, it was called The Shape of Things to Come. That was in the decade of the 1970s. The telephone number, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Before we go any further, Phil, let's remind folks about all the cool stuff, all the great resources that Kelley Blue Book provides. You guys have got it all.
Well, you know, a lot of people think of Kelley Blue Book as just a place to come and get your car valued. What you can do, and in fact, we are offering services now through our Kelley Care Department, where you can even get your collector car valued before we've kind of cut off our valuations at the year 1994 model year. Now, if you can, you can contact our Kelley Care, and we can get you a personal estimate of value on those vintage vehicles. But Kelley Blue Book also is an outstanding resource for buying a new car. And we have a team of some of the best automotive experts in the world, and we are constantly reviewing vehicles, putting our reviews up there. And then we also have a lot of contacts with dealers, so where you can make yourself your best offer, go in there right to the dealer, no haggle, and say, hey, this is the best price, and I want it. And the dealers are very, very happy to see a Kelley Blue Book user come in. The nice thing is about Kelley Blue Book, for the end user, everything there is absolutely complimentary, free.
Ah, that's a word that you don't hear too often here in 2015. Let's talk about some recent auction happenings here in North America. Auctions America, part of the RM group of auction companies, had their big Santa Monica sale. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about that. And again, if you want a free estimate of value, got a classic car, rare car, antique car, want to know how much it's worth today, dial us up, 855-660-4261. Or you want to tell us a car story, your first car, your dad's car, a car that you named and why, all that. We would love to hear from you, and lots more is straight ahead right here as Auto World continues after these messages.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back and we are live. We thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Phil Skinner. And before the break, we were talking about the Auctions America event held in Santa Monica just a little while back. I understand a number of surprises, including a 1974 Ford Country Squire wagon. As you write in an email to me, think of the Griswolds' original family truckster, and they're actually reviving that movie here for the summer of 2015. But this vehicle sold at $39,000. That's an awful lot for a 70s wagon.
That is probably a world's record. But station wagons are really hot. The sale with this last Friday and Saturday just concluded yesterday evening, and it was a very well-attended sale for Southern California. A lot of major collectors were on hand. Few celebrities were seen. We caught a couple glimpses of a couple of rock stars, and a guy named Mario Lopez used to be on Bell, the Saved by the Bell TV
yep.
show. And I think he's kind of a host now on ETV. He's a Jaguar fanatic, and there were a couple of Jaguars there that were catching his eye. So it was kind of interesting seeing some other people there. Barry Weiss from Storage Wars actually brought one of his cars, the car called the Bubble Top, Beatnik Bubble Top. It started life as a 55 Ford, but doesn't look anything like a 55 Ford today. And he sold that car for a very healthy little profit, which is, I guess, his way of life, because he makes profits on the show Storage Wars all the time, and made profit yesterday selling that car without a TV camera around or anything.
Very good. I understand former President Kennedy's 1962 Lincoln limousine went over the block and actually ended up being a steal.
I believe it was. This is a 1962 Lincoln that was modified by the for the U.S. government by the firm S. and Eisenhart. And they did about a very subtle 12-inch stretch in the car, put in a divider window, and it was used in the Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and I believe even up into the Carter administration, as well as being used for a number of other VIPs. This beautifully maintained original car was pre-sale estimate of $200,000 to $225,000. I really felt $200,000 was the market on the car. But when it got to the block, the bid was only $140,000, and the seller said, let it go. So whoever got that car got themselves an absolute bargain and a great piece of American history for literally what I consider an excellent, excellent price.
And as usual, lots of Porsches going over the block. It seems like the air-cooled 911s continue to be very, very hot across the board. Was that true at the Auctions America sale?
911 and 356s and Porsches are very, very strong in the United States. While I was in Zuffenhausen, I was talking with one of the curators of the Porsche Museum, and I was actually told that there is a fairly substantial standing offer on one of the cars on display. It's a 1950 coupe that was Dr. Ferry Porsche's car. He said there was an American collector who has a standing offer, multi-million dollar offer, and it's very hard for him because the museum is part of the company, and it's hard for him to sit there and say, we're sitting on a multi-million dollar asset and not selling it. And so that's how hot the Porsche market is. And it was yesterday, it showed that way. We saw a very nice early 356 B, I believe, 356 B convertible that sold for $245,000. That a couple of years ago, that would have been a $80,000 car on a really good day.
We got a question here from Peter, listening on Newstalk 1540KXEL. Peter says that he is considering the purchase of a 1986, speaking of Porsches, Porsche 928S. Doesn't say the mileage on it. He just says the price is $12,000. And, of course, these vehicles, the 928 series, ran into the 90s, and by the end of its run, it was way up there, $80,000, $90,000. Wants to know if Phil would recommend this vehicle. Has Phil heard anything about the maintenance on the vehicle? This one is an automatic transmission. And I believe, Phil, that's a Mercedes automatic transmission in that vehicle.
I believe it was. The 928S, I think, is probably one of the biggest sleepers in the Porsche line, but it's starting to come awake because people are realizing that that V8 engine really was pretty well designed, and the car and the S edition on top of that. The big thing to look for there are rust issues, so have the body inspected or inspect the body thoroughly because there are some little nooks and crannies that do have a tendency to do rust out on those cars. But I really think that in excellent condition, 928S should be in the mid-$20,000 range today and probably heading towards the $30,000, $40,000 range in a few years.
Very good. And don't be a stranger. Call us up, 855-660-4261 or Bob at BobLongRadio.com if you have any questions or want an estimate of value on your vehicle for Phil Skinner. Coming up next weekend, next Sunday actually, in Detroit, there's going to be the Sotheby's auction just outside of Detroit at the Inn at St. John's. That's of course, is a very cool event. And then a week later, Reno, Nevada is the place for hot August nights, and Barrett Jackson is going to have an event there.
Right. I should clarify that next week, that is an RM/Sotheby's. Sotheby's.
Oh, that's true.
Took a 25% stock of the RM auction company. So that'll be it's a joint company now, and this is an exclusive little catalog sale, about 100 vehicles. And the Concours of America is a great little show. Love the way they do the layout. It's on a great little golf course, and just a fabulous event.
And then, of course, looking into the month of August, we got the ever-expanding Monterey event, and like yourself, I won't be in attendance this year. It's just gotten too crazy. I have lost count. How many auctions this year, Phil?
7 auctions going to be taking place. We have a new company called in. It's JR Auctions. They are going to be doing a little different. They're going to be selling a limited number of vehicles and, for the first time ever, a yacht auction in conjunction with the Pebble Beach Concours. Plus the other 6 companies, you have Rick Cole, R.M. Sotheby's, Gooding & Company, Mecum, Russo & Steele, and Bonhams, all of them, vying for the best sales. Last year, Bonhams was the big winner with a single car when they sold that Ferrari 250 GTO, a little over $36 million on the hammer with the commissions and everything, just under the $40 million mark for one single car. Overall sales last year were, I think, approaching $400 million. Quite a weekend last year.
It certainly is, and it's really morphed into a week-long series of events, and as Jay Leno has been quoted, it's the millionaires versus the billionaires, and it's a wonderful event. It's something to put on your bucket list to go to at least once, but as David E. Davis, the late, a great journalist with Car and Driver, of course, founder of Automobile Magazine, once said to me as I was doing a broadcast at the Woodward Dream Cruise in Detroit, he said to me, "This is where the real people are, and that's where Phil Skinner is going to be that same weekend as Pebble Beach."
That's right. Last year, I took a hiatus from Pebble Beach. I went out to Woodward Dream Cruise because it's the same weekend. And I'll tell you what, the billionaires, as Jay Leno again calls it, the More Money Than Brains Club annual gathering, the people who come to Woodward, these are the real guys. They get their hands dirty, and they know their cars. They don't just go start it up to drive it across the block. These guys start them up, drive them up and down the street, enjoy them, keep them tuned. They're the backbone of what the hobby really is. And I'll tell you, last year, I enjoyed myself so much, and not for a lot of money. The cruise itself is actually free. On cruise day, I think the only money I actually had to outlay was $10. So that went to a parking lot that was run by a local charity, a local church. I said, you know, for $10, I've got excellent parking, and I had a great time. And the people there were just as friendly as can be. One of the highlights of the Woodward Dream Cruise, a friend of mine is putting together, is a gathering of the Ford 427 SOHC Cammers. This is the first time a group of Cammers have been together, marking the 50th anniversary. That's going to be in Royal Oak, right on Woodward by 13 Mile. It's fun, it's fabulous, and it hasn't been overly commercialized.
So true. Phil, the time has just flown. We're going to have to get you back on, as now a bunch of calls and emails are floating in. You can email Phil at pskinner@kbb.com. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Bob.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.